made abortion legal in the U.S. since 1973. Abortion is now banned at all stages of pregnancy, with limited exceptions, in 14 Republican-controlled states. Three other states banned it after about the first 6 weeks. The issue has also made its way to the ballot. Voters in at least four states have ballot measures on it this year, and there are attempts to put abortion access to voters in four others, including Missouri, the site of one of the first so-called trigger bans that went into effect immediately after the Dobbs ruling. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, it could be a mixed start to trading. Stock futures up for the Dow, down slightly for the NASDAQ. At the gas pump,
gasoline prices continued falling in the past 2 weeks. It was a drop of a nickel, down to $3.53 per gallon.
But industry analyst Tripoli Lundberg says the rise in oil prices lately could end that trend. AAA's national average for regular is less than hers at $3.44 per gallon. Jeopardy fans will like this. A new stamp honoring Alex Trebek.
The stamps are laid out in a grid that looks a lot like the array of video monitors that form the Jeopardy game board. On the stamp is written the prompt, "This naturalized U.S. citizen hosted the quiz show Jeopardy for 37 seasons. And underneath, upside down, is the correct response. Who is Alex Trebek?
That's Fox's Jill Nato. Trebek died in 2020. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 7:05 at News Radio Pensacola. It's 80 degrees. Mostly clear skies right now in Pensacola. Starting out, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John.
Well, thank you, David. We're still dealing with some accidents, an accident that happened with fatality at US 98 and Spring Gate Court. So that's, thank you, the texter that texted that in is update Spring Gate Court. There's fatality involved, so we're seeing some major delays on 98 eastbound from Gulf Breeze over to Mary Esther and Eglin Air Force Base, so just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. A lawsuit's now been filed against Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, Robert Bender, after Bruce Childers was disqualified from running against him. The News Journal reports that Childers filed that lawsuit on Friday, just hours after he released a statement on Facebook that said, quote, "This is not over," end quote. The Supervisor of Elections office said Childers was disqualified because he didn't file his financial disclosure statement before the deadline. However, Childers says the document that he filed, the documents with the Supervisor of Elections office that they said they needed days before the deadline, and wasn't informed there were issues with the paperwork until the deadline had passed and he was disqualified. The lawsuit seeks an emergency declaration to get him back on the ballot. Officials are investigating after a man was found dead in a vehicle on I-10 in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. The man was found by a road ranger on I-10 eastbound around mile marker 20 on Saturday. The ranger found the man slumped over the steering wheel of the vehicle and notified EMS and the Florida Highway Patrol. FHP, the FDLE, and the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office are all investigating. And an abandoned boat in Bayou Chico raising concerns with people that live in the area. That boat anchored and apparently has trash, furniture, tarps, even gas cans on board. Neighbors say the trash has been blowing off the boat and washing up on nearby islands. Escambia County says they are aware of it.
The law enforcement agencies conduct investigations that are required under 823.11 Florida statutes to formally declare a vessel as derelict. Once it's declared derelict, then Escambia County gets a letter of authorization from the law enforcement agency.
And that is Marine Resource Manager Robert Turpin, who tells Channel 3 they're hoping to complete that process and get that boat out of the water in a couple of weeks. 7:07, let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a chance of rain this afternoon, 40% chance overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with temperatures warming up, getting into the mid-90s, feeling more like 109 degrees. Heat advisory is in place for that hot weather. As we go overnight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 95, feeling much warmer. And Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 80 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 70. In Milton, your next news at 7:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
You were cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach Speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Escape to the giant screen theater and cap off your day at the flight deck store. Whether it's a day to dream, be inspired, or remember history, experience the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit navalaviationmuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
If you've got a business, you've got employees. At least if it's growing, you do. And dealing with employees is great, but you also want to make sure that you don't have to frustrate yourself with the headaches of business ownership, like payroll, like human resources, like dental insurance, vision, life, disability, health, all of that stuff. And look, if me talking about that stuff is like, for you, you just gets you nervous and upset and you don't want to think about it and your eye twitches, like, I'm sorry, but that means you should do something different. And if it doesn't, if you're super happy, then great, ignore me for a second. But if there are issues, or maybe you just want to find out if there's a better way to do it, call Torgerson Causey. They're a locally owned and operated comprehensive employee benefits agency. We've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 7 years now, and they made a tremendous improvement for me and my family over what we had before. Better customer service, better answers, choices in plans that we didn't have before. All around, they're fantastic. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me.
Good morning, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm John Pickens. Andrew is on vacation, but I've got David Merzen here. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here. Made it through the first couple hours.
Yeah, you're good. You're good, man. This has been fun.
It has been fun. It's been one of my bucket list things. I can check this off.
You sure can, man. Yeah, I got some bucket list. We'll talk about that later. We have someone on the phone right now?
We do. We've got Mike Burns. Now, Mike Burns is the new executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And he was just appointed, so he's just starting this job. And I think Mike is on the phone. Hey, Mike, if you're there, tell us a little bit about Mike Burns before we talk about Pensacola Beach and the Island Authority.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, and all the 1620 AM listeners out there on this Monday morning. I hope everybody's week is off to a great start. You know, Dave, you and I have gone back a couple of days anyway, so we've known each other back when we both had dark hair. Not anymore. But I've been around Pensacola for quite some time, since 1966, and in and out of Pensacola. I was at Pensacola Catholic High, University of West Florida graduate, as well as Pensacola Junior College back in the day. I had some fun in politics with a buddy of mine from Catholic High, Joe Scarborough, who's got a little TV show these days. And then, of course, Charlie Crist, when I was the Deputy Attorney General and the governor's lawyer and a special assistant when he was governor. And, of course, we had plenty of interaction with Escambia County, Santa Rosa County back in those days. In 2004, we had five named storms that were a challenge for the state of Florida, Hurricane Ivan being the one that tried to wreak a little havoc on Pensacola Beach and the Gulf Islands, as well as back in 2010, we had a little oil spill we had to deal with. But we prevailed. You know, we look at challenges as opportunities head on. That's what we do along the Gulf Coast and That's what we're going to do at Pensacola Beach.
That's exactly right. So you have, and I would say you're drinking from a fire hose, man. You just got the job and you got red flags and double red flags and red and purple flags. And you got 4th of July fireworks coming up, Blue Angels air show. Now it's hurricane season. Tell me a little bit about all of that stuff. You know, public safety is one of those things we can't stress enough. You know, we've got people seem to continue to have problems in the Gulf, you know, in the water and that sort of thing.
Well, Dave, you're absolutely right. But, you know, you just take a big gulp and push off the bottom, make your way back to the top. And doing that, I just got to give a big shout out to David Greenwood and the public safety team out at Pensacola Beach, AJ and all the lifeguards, the guys and gals. What a great, safe weekend. And I want you to encourage you, when you're out on the beach, swim in the water where you see lifeguards. They're there to help you. They're there to keep you safe. And we want you to come to the beach, and we want you to enjoy a safe time where at your beach. But you need to pay attention to the flags, green, yellow, red, and double red. And, of course, purple means that there's some type of sea creature in the water. Could be jellyfish, could be man-o-wars. There's also the possibility of sharks. That's their home ground out there. But when you see the red and double red flags, you need to pay attention to the lifeguards. They shut the beach down, or not the beach, but the water. They close the water with the double red flag. You don't need to be in the water when you see the double red flag. You don't need to be in the water when you see the red flag. And you need to be really careful, just like you see with anything else. The yellow flag, it's just like when you go through a, see a yellow flag on the yellow light on the road. That means caution. You got to approach the Gulf of Mexico with caution. The main thing is the undertow, and when you get caught in the undertow, if you do get caught in the undertow, the one thing you have to do is just let it take you. It'll take you out, swim parallel to the beach, and you'll make your way in. You know, take it for a surf from a surfer. Pay attention to the flags and pay attention to the lifeguards. We are very fortunate out on Pensacola Beach to have great lifeguards, great sheriff's deputies, and the other first responders with the fire department and the EMT guys. Just pay attention to them. It gets hot out there. Make sure you stay hydrated as much as you can, and listen to these guys and gals with Escambia County Water Safety and Public Safety. They're there to help you enjoy your time on Pensacola Beach along the Gulf Coast.
There you go. I know we got to go traffic, and we'll be right back with Mike Burns.
Traffic on the fives right now. We've still got the accident we're dealing with. If you're headed on 98 eastbound from Gulf Breeze over to Mary Esther Eglin, got a texture said motor vehicle accident involving a pedestrian. So that's going to be a wild fatality involved with that. 98 west of Mary Esther near Seville Circle. But 98 East is also backed up. The 8798 junction is at a total standstill, can't turn left. And all the secondary roads, including residential bypasses, are completely gridlocked there, my friends. So just pack your patience with that one, because they're still investigating the fatality there. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
And if you've got any other tips for traffic, call us.
Yes, I appreciate them.
Or text 850-437-1620. So, Mike, are y'all doing fireworks coming up on July 4th?
Fireworks on the 4th of July. Dave, come on out and enjoy the beach. I know there'll be fireworks in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze likely as well, and, of course, Pensacola Beach. You can get out on the beach, be there before sunset, and take a look at the fireworks. You can look back towards Pensacola and probably see a lot of fireworks that way. So what would you say, Dave? Maybe the best bang for your buck. That's a good 4th of July
That's
word.
Right.
And definitely practice safety if you're going to do any fireworks on your own. But yes, there'll be plenty of fireworks out on Pensacola Beach. It'll be a great opportunity to celebrate the birthplace of the great United States. You know, Dave, it was July 2nd, not July 4th. July 2nd is when they voted for independence. July 4th is when they celebrate the independence. So
come on out
on the beach and enjoy July 4th and the fireworks on Pensacola Beach. And then, of course, the following week, we just keep on rolling through summer with the Blue Angels.
There you
they
go.
Start with the spout production on, I believe it's the 11th, a rehearsal on the 12th. And so they'll be the Blue Angels will be out there flying on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That'd be a great opportunity to catch the Navy and Marine Corps flight demonstration team. And if you haven't seen the movie, I think it's streaming on Amazon Prime 4. I'm telling you, that's something
amazing,
else. You might want to
amazing movie.
That. Oh, is it?
Yes,
amazing.
I have not
yeah.
seen it yet.
Oh, you have to.
Okay, streaming on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On Amazon Prime, I think it's
Amazon it Prime.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Amazon
yes,
Prime. Got
yes.
it. Okay. I will make a note to see that. So Blue Angels.
And then come on out and see the show.
Blue Angels, the air show has got to be logistically such a huge challenge. You know, you got traffic and you got throngs of people and parking and keeping people hydrated, that sort of thing. You guys, how long ago did you start prepping for that?
Dave, let's put it this way. They started a long time before I started. Let's put it this way. Monday was my first day on the job. I got to give hats off to Robbie Shaw from the Santa Rosa Island Authority, the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, first responders. They've started so long ago. They go to the International Air Show Convention. That's in Las Vegas. Get with all the pilots out there and set it up. The guys that are going to be guys and gals that are coming to Pensacola. You know, it's one of the largest, if not the largest, air show on the Gulf Coast. If you compare it to the one that was in Panama City just a few weeks ago, that was the first air show that they had in Panama City since 2019. These guys here in Pensacola and Santa Rosa Island Authority don't miss a beat when it comes to the air show. They've got all the acts lined up. They'll start briefing with the pilots the morning of the first air show. I think those briefings start at a Drift restaurant at 8 a.m., and they've got the show down to the minutes. I mean, there's two-minute intervals in between each act, and it goes like clockwork. It's amazing to see how much time and effort goes into the production of this air show. And then, once again, the safety on the ground with all the first responders, the fire department, the EMTs, the sheriff's department, all the volunteers. It's just a great activity on the beach, and everybody just pulls together to make sure that we keep everybody safe and have a great time on Pensacola Beach.
Excellent. Excellent.
Mike Burns, Santa Rosa Island Authority, thank you for joining the Pensacola Morning News this morning. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great week.
All right, you too.
Man. Thanks.
You know, recently one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola State College? I'm like, comfortable? I love PSC. Of course I can. You bet. My family has had a great experience there. We have three boys who we homeschooled, okay? My wife homeschooled, but still, you get the point. And two of them have now gone to university, but they started at PSC, dual enrolled as high school students. So homeschool kids taking college classes for high school and college credit for free, because that's how dual enrollment works. No cost for books or classes. Teachers who understood teaching and were motivated by teaching. I used to teach at community college and university. I'm telling you, community college teachers are the best. They're great. And also, you know, afford like reasonable class sizes. They work with you on schedule. If you have any questions or problems, everybody's very eager to help. Like, it was the great transitional experience for both of my boys who have now gone to college, university, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night. that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newvancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News. Good morning. It's 7:25. I'm going to do a quick check of traffic right now. Still dealing with that accident on 98 and right before Seville Circle to involve the pedestrian that was hit. So we're seeing some major, major backups from, if you're coming from Gulf Breeze over to Milton on 90, not Milton. If you're coming from Gulf Breeze over to Mary Esther and Eglin Air Force Base, you're going to see some delays there. And even trying to get there at that junction right there of 98 and 59. You're going to see some delays. Nobody can turn left right there. Let's check in with David Wayne with our headlines. David, how are you doing?
Well, doing well. And federal prosecutors are recommending criminal charges now against Boeing for violating a settlement back in 2021 related to a couple of fatal crashes. The settlement followed a pair of crashes related to defects in the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft with nearly 350 people that were killed in those crashes in 2018 and 2019. President Biden and former President Trump are getting ready for the big debate coming up this week in Atlanta. Biden's been prepping with advisors at Camp David. Former President Trump had a rally in Philadelphia on Saturday, then addressed a gathering of Christian conservatives in Washington, D.C. Also, the debate hosted by CNN will happen on Thursday, but there will not be a studio audience in attendance for that. And the Inside Out 2 movie, apparently dominating at the box office, the animated movie, made $100 million for its second weekend in the theaters.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. I don't know. I haven't
animated.
Seen it. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen it yet. You know, I don't have little ones anymore. I mean, you've got a little one, but it doesn't.
I do. She's too young to take to the theater yet, but I'm sure I'll be up to date with all animated feature films in short order.
Oh, you sure were. Oh, my goodness. You're going to be ready for that. Thank you, David.
Thank
you. 7:28 with News Radio, Pensacola Morning News right now, Andrew McKay. Andrew's on vacation, but I've got a very special guest host, David Merzen.
I'm here.
You're here. That's good.
That's right. I was going to mention one thing on our last segment. We talked to Mike Burns and Santa Rosa Island Authority. You know, we've gotten some national press on Pensacola Beach because of the ghost ship that has washed up.
Right.
Yep. So, you know, thanks to the Weather Channel for making this mysterious. But apparently the Lady Catherine III was washed up, and it's become quite the little tourist attraction, I would say. There are people posing for photos, and I saw some drone footage where people were flying around the thing.
Do you know how old the boat
I do not
is,
know.
Was,
apparently,
was
it's not that old, but the guy got distressed. Coast Guard had to pull them out of rough waters a couple hundred miles away.
Wow.
And they and it rolled up here. And so now I think the guy's got a GoFundMe page or something started because they've got to haul it off. And that's going to be quite expensive.
Yeah. Wow.
The before and after pictures are quite interesting. If you see, wow, that's what it looked like, and this is what it looks like now, it's interesting. But I love the pictures of the ghost ship, you know, with the sails torn and everything else. It's like, ooh, it's quite the mystery.
Ooh.
But we've had several national press things on that. And, hey, it's promo for Pensacola Beach. Go
it
ahead and
is.
Take your picture.
Free ad. That's you know, exactly like right. it right there.
We like the PR.
Yeah, we do. Pensacola Beach is beautiful. You know, it just sells itself. So if you've got the ghost ship out there, you know.
That's right.
We can make up a good story about that, man. That would be some good, that's an idea. Well
the
maybe
ghost,
later.
It's a ghost ship, so that's a great start. You know, if you don't read anything beyond that, it's creepy looking. If you look at these national photos, it's pretty creepy looking.
It,
you know,
probably
abandoned
has a good
on the beach.
Good story to that's it, right. Also. Man, ghost ship. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's on vacation, but I'm John Pickens. We've got David Merzen here. We'll be back after your Fox News update.
News. I'm CJ Papa. How is the commander-in-chief cramming for Thursday night's debate?
President Biden not even here at the White House this week. He's been hunkered down with aides at Camp David, the presidential retreat in Maryland, in the Maryland mountains, to prepare for that CNN presidential debate with former President Donald Trump Thursday night.
Fox's David Spunt, the former president's legal team inside a federal court in Florida today. They want a dismissal of the classified documents case, claiming the funding for the special counsel is illegal. Two migrants are now facing capital murder charges in the death of a 12-year-old girl, Jocelyn Ngari.
Police believe Jocelyn snuck out of her home the night before she was found dead and encountered the two suspects on her way to the convenience store. The three then walked to a nearby bridge together where police believe Jocelyn was killed.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It's 80 degrees right now. It's going to be a nice day, but a very hot day here around the area. An off-duty firefighter died on Saturday morning in a car crash in Santa Rosa County. That happened on Saturday morning when a J-man was driving on State Road 87. FHP says his truck left the road and hit a utility pole. The man died at the scene of the crash. The Florida Highway Patrol is investigating. A lawsuit's been filed against Escambia County Supervisor of Elections office. This is after Bruce Childers was disqualified against running against Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender. The News Journal says Childers filed that lawsuit Friday, just hours after releasing a statement on Facebook that said, quote, "This is not over," end quote. The Supervisor of Elections office said Childers was disqualified because he didn't file his financial disclosure statement before the deadline. However, Childers says he filed the documents the Supervisor of Elections office said they needed days before the deadline and wasn't informed there were issues with the paperwork until the deadline had passed and he was disqualified. The lawsuit seeks an emergency declaration to get him back on to the ballot. The House Ethics Committee investigation into Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz continues. ABC News reports that the committee has obtained Gates' Venmo payment records after issuing a subpoena to the company. Witnesses are now being questioned regarding payments received from Gates and whether they were for sex. One woman reportedly said it was. Others have said the payments were just to attend parties that Gates was also at. Gates has denied allegations against him. Last year, the Justice Department declined to bring charges against the congressman. An abandoned boat full of trash in Bayou Chico has some residents concerned.
It is sinking to the bottom. One good storm, one strong hurricane would literally send the bags of trash, furniture into the bayou.
That's area resident Pam Lund. She tells Channel 3 some of the trash from that boat is now regularly washing up on a small island in the bayou. She's concerned that once the boat sinks, it could impact the many animals in the ecosystem there. Escambia County says they're investigating and they're hoping to have that boat out of the water within the next few weeks. SpaceX with a couple more launches over the weekend.
The company successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket Sunday from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, carrying 22 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit. SpaceX also launched another 20 Starlink satellites from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The satellites are designed to help spread high-speed internet around the world. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you, Tammy. And there's a group in Seminole County raising money to challenge a law that allows Floridians to shoot bears in self-defense. Bear Warriors United planning to sue the state over HB 87, which was signed into law by Governor DeSantis last week. The law allows Floridians to shoot a black bear if it's threatening them or their property. Bear Warriors United says they've raised over $6,000 just over this last weekend. Their goal is $50,000. Right now, 7:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Well, thank you, David. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still dealing with that fatality that happened on 98 eastbound. So if you're going from Gulf Breeze over to Mary Esther or Eglin Air Force Base, even the back roads, even residential areas, people are trying to get there, but eastbound lanes are blocked at this time. So just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a chance of rain this afternoon, 40% chance overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with temperatures warming up, getting into the mid-90s, feeling more like 109 degrees. Heat advisory is in place for that hot weather. As we go overnight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 95, feeling much warmer. And Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 80 degrees in Pensacola. 80 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton this morning. Your next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Omari with Your Money Now. Sarepta Therapeutics shares have jumped 30% after the FDA approved its gene therapy, Elevidys, for a wider range of Duchenne muscular dystrophy patients. The expanded approval covers patients aged 4 and above, significantly increasing the drug's market potential in the U.S. The company forecasts Elevidys sales will reach $3 billion by next year. Chipmaker NVIDIA became the most valuable publicly traded U.S. company for a period last week, topping Apple and Microsoft. However, NVIDIA is nowhere to be found on the list of most well-known companies, while tech peers like Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Google are at the top of the list. NVIDIA's rapid ascent has been powered by demand for artificial intelligence chips, largely from a handful of very big corporate buyers. Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 15. The NASDAQ lost 32. That's your money now.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. the 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Beat more imports. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, "Oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours." And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola Morning News. Good morning. It's 7:40. I'm John Pickens. Andrew is on a well-deserved vacation, and he's like, "Here, John, but I'm in capable hands. Guest host David Mersden today." How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Going pretty good.
Good.
We're rolling now.
So we do have a caller on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, so on the phone right now, we have JT Young, so Florida Power and Light. We're talking, you know, we're hurricane season, and we got to be prepared. So who better to tell us about Florida Power and Light and storm hardening and what they do to be storm ready is JT Young. So, JT, are you with us?
Nope.
Hold on. We're bringing him back on. We're having...
JT, you there?
JT, are you there?
Yeah, hey.
Hey there.
So tell us a little bit about what Florida Power and Light does to be storm ready. I know you guys have been storm hardening around the area. Just let us know what you guys are doing.
Well, thanks. They appreciate that. We've been doing quite a bit of work, actually. As everyone knows, not only is hurricane season here, but it's forecasted to be very active. And really, regardless of the forecast, we are always at FPL preparing for storm season every day. Any day we're not responding to a storm, we're preparing for one. And so we've continued to make significant investments throughout Northwest Florida, really to build what we call the energy grid of the future, which is a stronger and more resilient grid that really would benefit our customers during, you know, storms, whether they be hurricanes, tropical storms, or everyday thunderstorms. And a couple of things I'll mention real quickly that we've been doing from an investment standpoint is deploying what we call smart grid devices, which really are designed to help allow our system to recover or self-heal, as we say, in the event of intermittent outages without us having to send out crews to restore power. And we've put about 2,500 automated switches on our main neighborhood lines throughout Northwest Florida since 2019. And we've also strengthened 200 miles of main power lines, and 60,000 power poles have been inspected for strength. And we've completed about 70 neighborhood undergrounding projects, which we believe will also be helpful as we prepare for storm season.
That is fantastic. 60,000 power poles.
Wow.
That's
yes. Yeah. And we think really all these investments are part of our commitment to customers, really, to make sure that we're improving the reliability of their service as we build a more stronger, more resilient electric grid while keeping our customer bills as low as possible throughout this period.
So one of the things I wonder about, you know, there's safety involved. So let's say that there's a storm and power's out for a little while. People start hooking up generators and that sort of thing. There are some safety precautions. Those, you know, like if I had a generator and I cranked up my generator, what does a person that has a generator have to worry about? Because you've got linemen out there and we don't want to zap them.
Yeah, so we always encourage customers. Safety is so important. It's actually top of mind when we talk about restoration from storms. And we always encourage our customers to stay away from down power lines and make sure that they report those. But when it comes to generators, what we certainly want to make sure our customers do is what we hear about often, which is don't use those generators and activate those in closed spaces, even garages. Make sure they're in areas where they're outside so that there's no risk or low risk of having any of the fumes create any kind of adverse situations. So we want to make sure that that's the case, and also make sure that some customers have, generators that have automatic switches that will decouple their service so that there's no backfeed that occurs on the lines in the event that the whole house generator comes on. And those are fine, but we just want to make sure that customers stay safe and follow all the guidelines that come with those generators as you purchase those to be safe as well during those times that you may need them.
Excellent. And you guys have a storm, or you have an app that people can report outages and get hurricane tips from, correct?
Yeah, you can go to fpl.com/storm. fpl.com/storm and find out all that information that will be very, very helpful as customers prepare. Like we do, as we prepare for storms, we want to make sure our customers are preparing their own family plans, making sure that they know where they're going to go, what they're going to do, make sure they have the things that they need in the event of extended outages, make sure that they have the kinds of, whether it's batteries, flashlights, charged up their phones, have wireless chargers, things of that nature. But all those tips and more are found at fpl.com/storm.
And I'll mention
one of the things that I want our customers to realize is that one of the blessings we have being a part of FPL now is FPL, of course, is a statewide, Florida statewide utility. We serve all over the state of Florida. Customers, almost 6 million customers throughout the state, which allows us to have resources available in Northwest Florida in the event that we have a storm that affects us that doesn't affect other parts of the state much more readily than any time before because of our ability to draw on our teammates from throughout the state of Florida. And we also secure agreements for assistance from out-of-state utilities and electrical contracting companies, order backup supplies for equipment, and closely work with our local officials. Because, you know, after a storm, we want to make sure that we have those facilities listed accurately that are critical to communities like hospitals and police and fire and lift stations and communication facilities and those kinds of things. And so we do that constantly updating those in preparation for the storm. So those are all important attributes.
That's awesome. Hang on the line. I've got some more questions for you. We're going to do traffic on the fives right now. We're having a fatality that happened on 98 in Seville Circle. So if you're headed from Gulf Breeze over to Mary Esther Eglin Air Force Base, the eastbound lanes are still closed at this time. And if you're headed from I-10 Crestview South, you're going to see backups there also. So just pack your patience with that one. I-10, I-110, all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Okay, we're back with JT Young from Florida Power and Light. So one of the things, John and I were just talking about drones.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Florida Power and Light has this really cool drone. Can you tell us a little bit about that drone? I think it's you send that drone out to like check on the power lines and there's some storm recovery on that thing. Tell me a little bit about that drone.
there are times we leverage a lot of different technologies to ensure that we are doing restoration in a cost-effective manner and making sure that we're able to restore power quickly and as safely as possible. And certainly in the event of storm restoration, there are places sometimes where we can't readily see where the assistance from drones will help us find some of those problems. And one of the other things that we do from a technology standpoint, in addition, that I'll mention, is, and we do this in preparation, but we are really checking to see if there are hotspots or areas on our lines that we can evaluate using infrared technology where there may be a problem that has not yet occurred but is about to occur. And we use that infrared technology to find those hotspots and repair those in advance of the storms and makes the system much more resilient during a storm. And so we leverage technologies like that to make sure that we can be responsive in the event of a storm and the adverse impact to our facilities.
That's awesome. I love it. I'm a tech guy, so
John is a drone pilot. So if you ever need a stand-in drone pilot for Ford Power Light,
yeah, I'll volunteer. Okay. FAA certified. So
there you go.
Awesome. That's great.
Well, thank you, JT. We do appreciate your words, your knowledge, everything to help our listeners out there become hurricane ready.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
For electrical work done, Peden, they're the ones who will take care of you. They will do professional service, show up on time, tell you what's going on, give you a fair estimate of what the price is going to be, do the work, and then stand by it afterwards. Quality products, quality service, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Of course, they've been around for forever, but they have recently been expanding quite a bit all the way east to Tallahassee, and then last year all the way west to Baldwin County, and then this year into Mobile County. So everywhere along the Gulf Coast in the Central Time Zone, Peden is there for you. And they just turned 55 this year, and so in honor of their 55th anniversary, they are offering a complete air conditioning inspection for $55, or I suppose you could do both. You can also get a $55 inspection on your tanked water heater, flush and plumbing inspection. Call today, remove the sediment buildup that's hurting how fast your water heats up. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson.
President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News. Good morning. It's 7:53. I'm John Pickens. We have special guest host David Merzen. It's been a great morning. We still got an hour left.
There
man.
You go. We'll pack it out.
That's right.
We'll get information going. I'll tell you, that segment with JT and Florida Power and Light, very informative.
Oh,
if you get a chance, get on that website. They've got business preparedness stuff, individuals, you know, how to plan. They got checklists in there. Things that you wouldn't necessarily think about, you know,
right? Yeah,
you know, addressing special needs, you know, securing your business and equipment if you're there, taking an inventory. You know, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure there's something about what to do with your dogs. You know, how to take
True.
Care of your pets.
Yeah,
because people don't normally think about that; they're thinking about themselves. But hey, we got to have pet food, and we got to have that sort of thing too.
Be 1 week ready.
Yeah, 1 week ready. That's exactly what it used to be. First 72
on you.
Now they're, you know, make sure.
Yeah, make sure you take care of yourself. 7:55, traffic on the fives brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with that fatality that happened on 98 in Seville Circle. So if you're headed from 98 from Gulf Breeze over to Mary Esther Eglin Air Force Base, that is pretty well backed up right now. Some texters even said traffic was at a standstill. So if you decide to take I-10 and get off at the Crestview exit, they're still seeing backups. It's just basically gridlock there, people trying to turn left. So just know about that. I'm John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives. David Wayne's in the newsroom.
I heard you guys mention this earlier in the program, but racing legend John Force hospitalized after a crash at the NHRA Virginia Nationals. Apparently, he was able to get out of his car after the engine exploded at the finish line. That happening during the first round of funny car eliminations yesterday. Hundreds of temperature records breaking as extreme heat grips much of the world. More than 1,400 different records have been broken over the last week. Here in the U.S., 100 million people under heat advisories today. And a missing hiker in California has been found after surviving 9 days in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Officials say Lucas McClish was found in a wooded area recently near the Big Bend Redwoods State Park in California. Apparently he'd gone for a hike, didn't tell anybody he was going for a hike, got lost somehow, and nobody noticed he was missing for 5 days until he didn't turn up on Father's Day. Says he survived on mostly just creek water.
Wow.
Spent days hiking up and down the valleys looking for any sign of civilization.
Incredible.
Wow. But John Force was the driver that we were talking about earlier. Yeah. Boy, he's been through a lot.
70 some odd years.
Yeah. NHRA experience, man. He's seen it all, but at least he's okay in the hospital. So I'm grateful for that.
That's exactly right.
Survive. Okay. So if I go missing for like 4 hours, there's like a search and rescue team coming after me because my son will be like, what time is food? You know, I have to eat still.
Somebody's relying on you
to make
it happen.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. At least after so many days, you got to get groceries resupplied and everything else.
Yep. Yeah, that, of course, especially during summertime. Jeez.
That's exactly right.
That boy eats a lot of food. But that's really cool that he survived on creek water.
You can go 3 days without, you got to go, you got to drink water, you know, like 3 days. And then you can go so many days without food, mm-hmm. but water is the big thing. So luckily he was able to do that. I'd be scourging around for berries and I'd probably poison myself. I'd find, oh, that looks good.
Oh, that
Let's
looks
try
yummy.
One of those. Next thing you know, I'm out, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They have those that technology, remember? You know, they have the satellite comms and, you know, you can text people. And
that's right.
GPS.
With iOS 18 that just, well, I'm beta testing it, but you can text via satellite and they can find your location. So instead before you could only send like, help, I'm stranded, and the coordinates. That's all you could send. But now when you're out in the woods, you'll be able to text people via satellite with this new iOS 18
problem
that should
solved.
Be out this fall, I believe.
So now you can go hiking in the woods and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
If you have an iPhone.
Right. Yeah. I don't know about the other ones, but I just know about this, and it's a great feature. Technology is just evolving every single day.
That's exactly right. I think there's one coming out for Android, or maybe it's T-Mobile. Somebody's got something, you know. Maybe they cut a deal with Elon, the only
right.
one out, the only one that can do it, but cool stuff.
Yeah. It's 7:59. We've got Fox News coming up in just a second. I'll have your traffic on the 5s at 8:05. It's Pensacola Morning News.